T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What do you call a bean that isn't cool anymore?
What do you call a bean that isn't cool anymore?
A has-been.
Has-been. Of course. If you have a dad joke for Cheyenne, text it to us at 22108.
It's good.
Has-been.
Has-been.
That's down there, Cheyenne. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner in Cheyenne. Time for a round of what is wrong with people. These are actual news headlines from all across this crazy world of ours, including two stories from right here in the state of Arizona.
Ooh, two. Okay.
Every one of these will leave you thinking, what is wrong with people? Let's start off in Gilbert.
Okay.
The owner of a martial arts studio tried to extort money from a local bar owner by posing as an FBI agent. Apparently, he told the bar owner that he was about to be raided for dealing drugs and said he'd sweep it under the rug for a mere $40,000. He was arrested for impersonating a peace officer. And why did he do it? He said he was in debt.
So, what is wrong with people?
Out of Tucson, some dude walked into a health clinic last week and reportedly stole 29 COVID-19 test kits, which are the coronavirus test kits. Apparently, the tests are useless without a full lab, and police are still looking for them.
What is wrong with people?
Maybe he just thought it was like an at-home thing. You know?
He probably did, and he had every plan to sell them and make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And finally, out of Florida, a hotel cleaner was busted last week for stealing 66 rolls of toilet paper from a Marriott he was cleaning. He was charged with theft from a public lodging establishment, which is a felony, even though 66 rolls of toilet paper were valued at 99 cents each. Wow. So a lot public lodging establishments. So if you take like a robe or something, they can get you a felony. Oh my gosh.
Honest, I've worked in a hotel and I didn't even know that.
Well, I hope he enjoys those 60s. Well, he won't. He won't enjoy those 66
rolls. He won't enjoy that because now he's got a felony. What is wrong with people?
He's going to have to deal with the one ply toilet paper in the prisons. Even have those.
Hope it was worth it.
Hope it was worth it, sir. You can always stream us on the radio.com app. Just search for Camel 107.9. Yeah, we definitely can't forget about the delivery drivers out there.
No.
It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. We got a text when we were talking about all the grocery store employees that are getting bonuses. And because they're working so hard and putting up with all the people going in and getting their toilet paper. And then the people that can't get the toilet paper having to deal with people yelling at them about the toilet paper. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on. And definitely a lot of people that need to be shown appreciation. And delivery drivers, one of them, which utilized the delivery drivers over the weekend. Got pizza on Friday, and then did like DoorDash on Saturday.
Yeah, I got Papa John's.
They have an option there now that you could just click that says, do you want no contact delivery?
Yeah, leave at the door.
Leave it at the door. Which we had a similar experience with the Papa John's folks.
Right.
They, I clicked the same thing, and I heard the doorbell ring because I said, ring doorbell, leave at the doorstep.
Uh-huh.
And then I also clicked the thing that says no contact. And so I heard the doorbell ring. I waited a few minutes, and then I went and got the pizza. The dude was still standing there.
Yeah, they don't walk away.
I thought you were gone.
When I clicked it, my imagination went like they put it down, they ring the doorbell, they walk away.
Right.
Like ding dong ditch, but your
car.
Food is still there.
Yeah, that's fine. Just leave it on the doorstep. If the homeowner doesn't get the pizza by the time the raccoons get it, that's their own fault. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
But what? So your Papa John's guy just left it.
He put it, so he took it out of the warmer sleeve and put it on the bag on the ground and then stepped back, because I'm on a second story apartment. So
he stepped back, but he was still standing there.
Yeah.
Watching your pizza on top of the warming pad.
Yes.
Okay.
So then I like opened the door and I was like, oh, hi. And he was like, hey. So then I like bent down and picked it up off the bag and I was like, all right, thanks.
Then you went and shut the door, and he grabbed the bag and took off.
Yeah.
There's nothing you needed to sign or anything, right?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. Normally, there's like a credit card receipt, but because I clicked no contact, I didn't have to do that this time, but they still stood there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Just watched you pick your food up. It was awkward.
Just want to make sure the raccoons don't get it, ma'am. A DoorDash Saturday night, though, they just left it on the doorstep because I did the no contact delivery. They just dropped the other bags and the other sodas on the...
And walked away?
And walked away, got in their car and took off.
Oh,
so I don't know. Papa John's cares more about their pizza.
I guess they do.
And the raccoons get it. I don't know. Here's an opportunity. Here's a giant megaphone to do that. Shirley is in Phoenix. Hi, Shirley.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You have a shout out this morning.
I do.
Okay.
I want to shout out my son and his wife. His wife is pregnant, and their 7-year-old son just had surgery on his legs. Mm-hmm. But they're both staying really strong, even with this virus that's going around. And I just want to tell them how proud I am.
Oh, Love that. Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shirley. Have an amazing day. People checking in on Facebook, facebook.com/Camel1079.
Kay says she wants to give a shout out to Core Physical Therapy for keeping everybody going. Teresa wants to give a shout out to all the store stalkers, not stalkers like hanging out being creepy, but, you know, restocking the shelves.
Oh, the S-T-O-C-K-E-R-S-S. Yes.
Not those suckers. Those who are putting food back on the shelves. And Catherine wants to give a shout out to nurses everywhere.
Oh, man. I read a Facebook post over the weekend from a nurse and what the nurses are going through and the medical staff. Oh, it is something else. So, absolutely. Shout out to the nurses. Holy cow.
Being in the medical field in a time of crisis is a whole nother experience.
Well, and it's like they're having to deal with sick people coming in that could have the coronavirus. Then they got to go home after that.
Exactly. And then possibly bring it home to their kids and their loved ones. And that's a scary time for anybody in the healthcare field.
If you've got a shout out for somebody this morning, here's your opportunity to shout them out. 602-260-1079 is our phone number. You can also text us at 22108. A lot of texts rolling in. Mm-hmm. Text from the 480. Please don't forget the other medical workers who see the patient before the nurses and the doctors.
Yes. The check-in staff, the medical assistants, you guys.
Got a text from the 602. I want to give a shout out to all the preschools. They are working a lot of hours, so kids have somewhere to go.
Absolutely.
And a text, I would like to shout out all the first responders, firemen, cops, etc. Shout out to all the doctors, nurses, also the grocery store workers and truck drivers.
Essential people. Just think about this for a second. And this is why social distancing is such a big deal. If any of those people got the virus and couldn't go to work, that's one less person to respond to any form of 911 calls, one less doctor to be in the ER. It's not necessarily about you. It's about everybody else in the community.
I've gotten a Facebook post that I want to read. Okay. We'll do that coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. That is really going to put it into perspective, the view of a nurse.
Okay. All right.
And it's a friend of mine. She went on just kind of ranted just for a moment. And it's something that we don't know happens, but it really will put it in perspective how important these nurses are. And so I'll leave it there. We'll do it in about 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
Boston Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, brother?
How are you?
Good. I'm good. I want to give a shout out to the Kim. I want to give a shout out to you guys. Because you know
us.
What? You guys can make it. You can make it or break it, and you make it every day. You come in, you do your job. You make a lot of people smile, and I just want to say thank you. Because you're the voice, you know, the ears and the eyes of the world, and you tell us what's happening, and we go by what you say. And you know what? I just want to say thank you for your for standing up and stepping in, you know?
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, that hit me straight in the feels.
We just kind of try to make it relatable. We don't want to spread fear.
No.
You know, like all the news stations saying, facts, not fear. But
but
still, while trying to be entertaining at the same time, you know, we want to try and help you get to work if that's what you're doing, or if you're listening to us at home, make it that much more enjoyable.
Get you through the homeschooling your kids.
That's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.